The other day, seemingly out of nowhere, the Ark of the Covenant was trending all over the internet. The main focus of most of these reports was in relation to a CIA declassified document where a remote viewer claimed to have found the general location of where the Ark is hidden. But something that wasn't widely reported is a man who worked on that same now declassified project says he recently remote viewed the Ark and pinpointed its exact location. We'll look at this story, a few theories as to where the Ark may be, and why this man, who's involved in archaeological digs in and around Jerusalem, believes it won't be revealed until the very specific location where it's housed is built first. The man who's saying he recently pinpointed exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is located is Major Dames. This man was also involved in Project Stargate, which is the main story about the Ark that was trending recently. The CIA's Project Stargate was one of the strangest and secret experiments in US intelligence history, a real-life attempt to weaponize the paranormal. Running from the 1970s until 1995, this classified program explored whether people could use psychic powers, especially remote viewing, to spy on enemies, locate hostages, or uncover hidden threats, all without ever leaving a room. On December 5, 1988, under the Stargate program, an anonymous operative known as Remote Viewer Number 32 was given the objective of locating the Ark of the Covenant. The viewer described an interesting vision, a secret Middle Eastern chamber hidden beneath the earth, damp and shrouded in darkness. Inside it rested a mysterious container made of wood, gold, and silver, adorned with seraphim, nestled within yet another container, both heavily protected. The viewer also claimed that the area was surrounded by mosque domes, white-robed men, and located somewhere in the Middle East. The viewer warned that the artifact was guarded by four powerful entities and could only be opened at an appointed time. Any attempt to force it, they claimed, would trigger a destruction by an unknown force, a power not of this world. While the CIA says that Project Stargate shut down in 1995, Major Dames continues to do remote viewing, and he says that he recently found the exact location of the Ark of the Covenant. Major Ed Dames, a former U.S. military intelligence officer involved in the CIA's Project Stargate, claims that he recently used his remote viewing abilities to locate one of history's most elusive relics, the Ark of the Covenant. According to Dames, his physical search led him to the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron, a sacred site believed to house the tombs of Abraham and Jacob. Describing the session, Dames said, "I'm inside a dark place and I feel very insecure because there's a feeling that I can't describe. Never felt it before and it scares me." He reported seeing a boxy and dense object within a stone tunnel, and as the vision deepened, he sensed it was a holy relic, historical and biblical. After a second session, he claimed he was able to pinpoint the Ark's location within meters. As of now, no one is permitted to enter these caves since they're regarded as ancient and holy burial sites. Unless that ever changes, Major Dames' theory about the Ark's location may never be verified. Just to be clear, remote viewing is not something that I support or give much credibility to. Seeking supernatural help outside of the God of the Bible will lead you right into the paths of the deceptions of Satan. Evil has the ability to masquerade as angels of light or ministers of light. The evil side of the supernatural spectrum does have supernatural capabilities, and they will lead you astray when given the opportunity. But they need your permission first. As soon as that door is open to them, they come right in to deceive you, even with supernatural signs and wonders, even revealing things that may be or even are true, just to lead you down the path of eventual destruction. Just like in Project Stargate, with some of the eerily accurate remote viewing sessions. If it's not the practices told to us by God to do in the Bible, stay far away from it. So where could the Ark of the Covenant actually be? Here's some of the biblical history associated with the Ark. The Ark of the Covenant is one of the most sacred and mysterious objects in the Bible, described as the physical throne of God on earth and the centerpiece of Israel's spiritual life. According to the book of Exodus, God gave Moses detailed instructions for building the Ark while the Israelites were at Mount Sinai. It was constructed from acacia wood, overlaid with gold, and topped with a lid called the mercy seat, where two golden cherubim faced each other. The Ark housed the two tablets of the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod that budded, and a jar of manna, symbols of God's covenant, authority, and provision. Throughout Israel's journey in the wilderness, the Ark led the way, parting the Jordan River and bringing victory at Jericho. It was later captured by the Philistines, who returned it after suffering plagues, and it eventually found a resting place in Jerusalem, first in a tent, and later in the Holy of Holies within Solomon's temple. However, when Babylon destroyed the temple in 586 BC, the Ark vanished from history. Since then, many people have either claimed to know where the Ark is or have said to have it themselves. I've covered some of these theories in depth in previous videos, so here's just a quick overview. Probably the most well-known claim is that the Ethiopian Christians have the Ark in the Church of Our Lady Mary of Zion in the town of Aksum, Ethiopia. Ron Wyatt also claimed to have found the Ark in Jerusalem in the late 1970s. He said he'd been given a revelation from God that the Ark was in a particular spot in the Garden Tomb area. In August 1978, he was miraculously given permission to dig there from the Israeli Antiquities Authority. He dug there on and off until 1982, when he says he found it. However, the Council of the Garden Tomb Association refutes Wyatt's claim. The copper scroll discovered in 1952 among the Dead Sea Scrolls in Qumran is a unique and mysterious artifact unlike any of the others. Made of thin sheets of copper rather than parchment, it reads not as scripture, but as a treasure list detailing 64 hidden caches of gold, silver, and sacred artifacts, potentially worth billions today. Written in Hebrew, it offers specific yet cryptic directions to these secret locations, possibly tied to the Second Temple period. Despite decades of searching, none of the treasure has ever been found, and scholars remain divided over whether the scroll is a literal inventory, a coded message, an elaborate hoax, or a map that leads to the Ark of the Covenant and other priceless temple artifacts. Two of the most well-known and some of the most plausible theories are that the Ark of the Covenant could be hidden in a tunnel underneath the Temple Mount, this is what most Jews believe, or that the Catholic Church is in possession of it and it's locked away in the Vatican archives.
The Ark of the Covenant is likely hidden away at the Vatican or at the Church of Our Lady Mary of Zion.
There have been two major going theories in the Jewish community as to where the Ark of the Covenant is. One of them is that it's buried in the Temple Mount somewhere. The Jews saw the Romans coming and they're like, we are squirreling this away, and the easiest place to put this is like somewhere underneath here, which has been a going theory for a very long time. And then the secondary theory is that you guys have it.
It's
at the Vatican.
Really?
Because there have been long-standing rumors that the Vatican inherited much of the wealth of the Roman Empire, and so after the fall of Judea, a lot of that stuff ended up being kept by the Catholic Church.
The book of 2 Maccabees tells a mysterious tale of the Ark's disappearance. It says the prophet Jeremiah hid the Ark, along with the tabernacle and altar of incense, in a cave on Mount Nebo before the Babylonian invasion. He sealed the cave and declared it would remain hidden until God gathers his people again and shows his mercy. Unlike other accounts, this version suggests the Ark wasn't lost, but deliberately concealed, waiting to be revealed in a future time of divine restoration. The City of David Foundation's Director of International Affairs, Zev Orenstein, shares the same belief referenced in 2 Maccabees, that the Ark won't be revealed until a specific time, and that's until it has a home as it did in the past, and that would be the Third Temple.
I was asked, I was with someone and his granddaughter, and the granddaughter, about 14 years old, she says, well, are you guys looking to find the Ark of the Covenant? So I said, well, I'm only now speaking for myself and not for the archaeologist or anyone else. But I said, well, no. She says, why not? I said, well, what would you do if you found it? She says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I'll tell you what we wouldn't do. I said, the Ark of the Covenant is not going to go in the Museum of the Bible. It's not going to go in the British Museum. It's not going to go in the Israel Museum. You're not going to go and take selfies with the Ark of the Covenant. There's one place and one place alone where the Ark of the Covenant would go. I believe if and when that place is ever ready for it, you'll find the Ark of the Covenant. But until that day comes, there's no need for it. It's not a gimmick. It's not a prop. It's not like a weapon of some kind. And so when the time is right, I believe it'll be found. But until that time, I don't believe we will ever find it. But that's just me.
Revelation 11:19 says that there's currently an Ark of the Covenant in heaven. Then the temple of God in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant appeared in his temple. And there were flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder and an earthquake and a great hailstorm. This verse used to make me believe that the Ark was taken from earth to heaven, but when you read in Hebrews, a good argument is made that the Ark of the Covenant on the earth is actually just a copy of the Ark of the Covenant in heaven. Because just like all the other building commands that God gave the ancient Israelites, we're told that these are copies of things that are found in heaven. The place where they serve is a copy and a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle, "See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." This is reaffirmed to us in Hebrews 19, while explaining that Jesus' sacrifice for sins was perfect and final, unlike the endless sacrifice of animals that was taking place under the old covenant. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. The Ark of the Covenant represents God's desire to dwell among his people. If it's ever found or revealed, it would be so amazing to actually see. What's really amazing, though, is the covenant that's available to you and I at this very moment, the new covenant, whereby accepting Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for our sins, God's spirit and presence now dwells inside of us, not just near us, as it did in the temple and with the ark. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.